offended that you don't like the song because I'm the one who sings it and I'm the one who came up with it.
I love it. I just don't think we have to do it every single time.
I mean, that's what a theme song is.
Well, not manually, you know, every single time.
Well, but some people learn how to edit, so.
Well, then you should get to work and get on the ball. We're started, by the way.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Okay.
Hi. So we're chatting. So this is a sort of bonus episode, potentially, because we only have a half hour before the food gets here, and neither of us really knows what to talk about right now, but we haven't done this since before I left, which was the 19th of March.
Wow.
No, the 19th of February.
February, yeah.
Shit. Yeah. So it's been over a month since we've tried to do this, so we're both a little rusty, but we do have a lot going on. As soon as I got home from visiting my friend Robin, who just bought a house, I was like, we need to move. because I realized that I had money.
Which has happened before, where we had ended up saving money without realizing it, because yeah, we talked about this before, it's really hard to save money.
Yeah.
So when we reach this point, we don't think about it because we're so used to not having money.
We're used to we went in like a couple of months from scraping to not knowing if we were going to make it next month to like now I have like
literally thinking we're going to go homeless.
Yeah.
Like, we really didn't know what was going to happen next.
Yeah. Like I
could
pay
6 months away.
We
were
2 months
away. Yeah.
I could pay 6 months rent somewhere affordable plus moving costs. And like, that's ridiculous. Like, so. So that's what we've been talking about lately. We got we don't have a lender yet. We sent her the information.
Yeah, she hasn't got back to me since I last told her how much money was in my account.
That was Tuesday was the last time that she contacted us.
I was like, damn, because she responded really quick the other times.
And then, but it's only been 3 days.
And then she was like, how much money do you have in your bank account? And I told her, and then nothing. I'm like, oh,
no,
okay.
But that's good. No, like, she told me that was good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I remember we did a lot of shopping the last time we thought about looking for a place. We did a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
We looked around. We talked about multiple different states. But the one thing we never encountered the last time, because we hadn't actually applied before. And the one thing we didn't find out until this time was you have to make 3 times the income for how much the rent's going to be. And it makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense.
Which is really, really, like, upsetting, especially because, like, there are places as low as, like, $550, but they still also want 3 times, which we still don't make.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
It's
so
a ridiculous requirement.
Yeah, so right now we're actually looking into buying a house, because it's actually cheaper than trying to get an apartment.
Sort of.
And potentially, with our income, is more workable than trying to get an apartment.
There's got to be extra fees that we're not aware of.
No.
Because,
Okay, so there was a mobile...
There was that one,
there
right?
Was a mobile home.
There's gonna be something.
There was a mobile home, and the reason that... Oh, so initially it said, like, $81 a month.
Yeah.
And the reason that it was... that plus $490 a month because it was in a mobile home.
Which would still be affordable.
Comparative to what we're doing now, yeah.
Yeah, it still would be like...
Plus, like, it had all the appliances came with the place, and it had, like, the park had, like, a pool and a gym.
I forget why we decided not to do that one, though.
Because that's part of the process. We need a lender first.
Oh, we still need
a lender. We didn't decide against it. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But I would rather, if possible, to pay the same without living in a mobile home park. Because then you're buying the property as well as the house, and then it's also cheaper.
There's just so much stuff. You know, I don't know.
Well, and what prompted this is that, like, the first apartment that I saw, like, initially the apartment manager said that because we didn't make enough of the income, we could get a cosigner. So I got a cosigner.
Yeah. And that was, we had to ask people. And that was not easy.
That was embarrassing and very.
I didn't find it embarrassing. I felt it
uncomfortable.
Yeah. Not fun to just ask people, hey. And you know, my sister helped me draft a message to send my friends because I was like, this is what I'm planning to say. But
well, and the idea isn't like we're just gonna leave you with the rent. Like the idea is that we have the money.
We need somebody to co-sign, otherwise we just can't move in, even though we can't afford it. Which is insane.
We know we can pay, but they don't know we can.
Yeah, they don't trust us. Which I remember this when we first found this out too. I was like, how do homeless people stop being homeless? Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, how do you need to make three times the, like...
Yeah. Well, okay, so, and homeless doesn't necessarily mean jobless. So a lot of people live in their cars, but they also have jobs.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons sometimes people choose, like, Shuri, for a while, was considering living in her car because she knew that with the money that she was making, she could actually save that and then use that towards getting an apartment. Yeah. But she ended up not having to do that.
Which is nice.
Yeah. So,
I've known a few people that lived in their cars, and a month to a few months, would never recommend living in a car.
No. No.
Not ever, you know, like, but most people, what they end up doing, I think they ended up staying with friends when they could, but until they were able to come go hang out with until they could go be with a friend and the friend could take them in, they were in their car, and it was terrible. Yeah.
And we're in California, so the weather is mostly manageable.
That's true, too.
Except for midsummer and midwinter, like, if you're anywhere in between that, you're fine living in your car, but anywhere else, that's not going to work. Like, we're moving to Illinois. Well, want to move to Illinois.
We don't want to be living in your car in the snow and pouring rain and shit like that. Yeah,
then you have to keep your car on the whole time and the hose going from the exhaust to into your window. Like, it's just not going to...
Yeah. Keep you nice and cozy.
Just snuck a little suicide joke in there.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't even think I would be running the car. I think you should just be... frozen in a bunch
that's
of
what
blankets,
I'm saying yeah you know yeah. So no, it's just not a good idea, so so we're trying to find a place. I asked Robin if she would co-sign for us because she makes more than enough.
We asked a few friends. I asked a couple of friends, and you asked your closest friend at the moment, where it's somebody that you know could afford
I would ask either Shuri or Robin because either of them would say yes.
Would Shuri be able to afford it, though?
No.
I don't think she
so
could.
So that's why I asked Robin.
Yeah. So we each asked friends that we know are well off in comparison to us, you know?
I couldn't think of anybody else I could ask besides Robin because the idea of asking family... Like, after the last time we asked for help.
We asked you. I forgot about that. I forgot now. It upset you a lot, apparently. Because I didn't think much about it. It didn't hit me like it did you. You took it differently than I did.
Well, because I didn't want to ask in the first place.
Oh, yeah. So we...
So then it was like, oh, so I put myself out there for these strangers who call themselves family.
Yeah.
And then they didn't even say no. They didn't even have the decency to be like... I'm so sorry we're not in that position or whatever.
They were just dead silent.
Yeah. Dead silent.
We asked them to help us move.
Which is
just
not silent. It's worse than a no because it's like a how dare you even fucking ask.
Yeah. I didn't care so much because...
And then even afterwards, because you would think, like, privately they would reach out. None of them did.
Well, Carlene said... was the one who told us
the
plans.
Only one that we asked who isn't related by blood.
She isn't... Yeah, she's related through marriage, right?
Yeah.
It's because she married one of our blood relatives.
Yeah. And Sammy, on the way home, was like, you know, I don't have a lot, but anything I have, you guys are welcome to. And
we were asking just for
and
help
he's
to move.
A decade younger than us. Yeah. And he's the only one who said that they would help. The only one.
Only blood relative.
And, like...
And we didn't know this was going to happen. Like
he has the least amount of money of anybody that was with us on that day.
We were talking to Myra, I think, and she knew we wanted to ask the family for...
No, you asked her to ask them, and then
I didn't ask her to ask them.
Yes, you did.
I did not. Those were not my words. I was saying...
Well, that was her impression.
We were talking about... I was saying I wanted to ask the family to help... Anybody in the family that could help, and...
And then you asked her to spread the word or something.
No. Yeah. Did I?
Yeah.
It's possible I did. I don't remember saying it like that. But probably because she's... You know, we're not in touch with people. We're not in touch. So we've always gotten birthday cards from some of them we never speak with and whatever.
We still get birthday cards. Like, Illy sent me $40 for my 40th birthday.
Which is awesome. But, that was really funny.
I think my whole
situation was so. I was like, we didn't even know how to approach it because we weren't expecting it. It wasn't like we were not mentally prepared for that.
We like okay, we so we had family into in a town. Group
of family, yeah.
We had family funny. In town, and then like they, we all just happened to be in the same time at the same place, so we all had lunch
wasn't
together.
Wasn't it during mom?
No. And then Myra was like, Crystal and Jeremy have something they want to ask us. Should we go to the park and talk? And then
should we go have a family meeting thing at the park? So it took us a couple of minutes to, you know, even I spoke up because I knew how nervous I was just even trying to, you know, bring it up. And so I imagine Crystal would feel even worse. Imagine you would feel worse. And I was like, I don't even want to say this shit. So I'm pretty sure you don't want to ask. Yeah,
like you were the one who insisted.
That's why I had to say something. Yeah. So I just spoke up and said we're looking to move. And oh my gosh, it was hilarious how silent it got. Like,
because we were talking to like before on a previous episode about how, people who are like, all you have to do is, and it's just like, a lot of people who say all you have to do is generally have better. Support systems than we do. We have each other. That's it. Mm-hmm. We have maybe few people that we can ask for help who may or may not be able to. And we have relatives, but not family. And the difference is just that when we run into each other,
which we like them,
it's very really pleasant. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not family. Family is seeing you at your best and your worst. Not at like somewhere in the middle, you know.
Knowing each other,
yeah. Stuff.
We don't know them; they've always been strangers. Which I don't blame them. I mean, mom kept us from them for most of our lives.
I mean, mom had a really bad experience with them, and she, I mean, rightly or not, which I mean, it's arguably whether she was right or not, she held a grudge.
Well, when I remember
several grudges.
I remember when I started seeing how all pro Trump they are. I was like, no wonder she separated from
them. Yeah.
And that's, I mean, just
she
one
was
thing.
The black sheep.
They're great people though.
You know how they feel about black people. Yeah.
It makes me feel so stupid for saying that they're great people, because you know, I guess I could say they're great people to other white people, you know. But I don't know. I mean, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know them all well enough. I know what the little I know is when it comes to that kind of a thing. It's not. It's a very icky kind of a confused.
It's like I know I can trust them, but I don't know if I could trust them with my friends.
I'm confused because, you know, they're cool people, but like
because why? We're related, they automatically have a good opinion of us. But
or something.
But somebody who isn't related to them, who has brown skin, is automatically under suspicion.
That's the impression we have too, right? I mean, especially with.
Well, especially the way that Myra was talking about homeless people before, which I was pretty snide about in the previous podcast.
I don't remember it.
Oh, where she was like, basically, that they just don't believe in God enough or something.
Oh, that, no, I remember that part. I didn't realize that was like all homeless people.
Yeah.
I remember that specific
basically, if you're
encounter.
Homeless, you deserve to be homeless. Okay. If you are without, then you deserve
which
to be without.
Terrible.
There's something that you did wrong in your life. Yeah. Basically, like God karma. But, like, instant karma, because karma is, like, what comes in your next life. Somebody, like, pointed that out and was like, God damn it, I've been using that wrong. But anyway,
that's
it's, like,
funny.
It's like, what the bad things that happen to you, you deserve. And it's just like, what are you talking about? Do you even remember your own childhood? What did you do to deserve that, you know?
It's such a weird thing to think, because I don't want to go there right now because it's political. Like, it's all power. It's power, 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 power,
well,
money,
thing,
power,
like,
power, money, and everybody could be fine, but we're not because.
And it's not even that our family is racist, right? Because Trump supporters.
Oh no, I meant just general. I don't think people support him only because they're racist. There's
right.
a lot of crazy reasons or normal reasons
Trump,
as well.
Trump supporter can be shorthand for racist, but.
I didn't mean it as racist.
It's more people who have been sold a lie whole life, which they still want to buy into.
Which is weird because Biden does the same thing.
It's America. He just doesn't do it as well.
He doesn't.
That's why nobody believes in him, left or right.
Well, anyway.
We settled for him. We did not vote for him.
But that's all the part of the illusion and stuff. But
Anyway, we're moving.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of people to ask for help. So I asked
we
Robin.
We have nobody if she
would,
really.
If she would co-sign, she said yes.
We had to ask, like, friend, like two of my friends that I asked, were both internet friends, whom I love so much.
But have never met. Yeah. Well, and that just tells you the difference between family and relatives.
There's
again.
Such
you know?
good people. And
People who've seen you at your worst and love you anyway. Or love you
somehow,
you know.
Yeah, somehow.
I don't even think love anyway, like in love and spite. Like, because when I remember when mom died, I was like, I don't love her in spite of all the things about her I didn't like. I love her. It's all encompassing.
Yeah.
My love is like, I want every part of you, even the bad parts. You know, because that was
because you know, the bad part isn't the only, like, you know, it's like having a bad day. Like, you get angry, you get upset, whatever, you know.
But that's what I missed. What I missed first was
you're being angry?
Well, because we spent the last 2 years of her life just, like, just at each other, you know.
That's
because I was trying to, like, become my own person.
I never
and it was
thought of it that
very
way.
Antagonistic. So when she first died, I was just like, I would even want her here to fight with. Like, I would even want her here even if it was uncomfortable.
Not me.
Because I just want her here, period. Mm. Good or bad, you know?
Well, so, I get that part. I just don't miss the angry part. I you know.
I mean, I don't miss the worst parts about her, but I miss the worst parts about her as a part of her. Do you know
well,
what I
kinda,
mean?
It's kind of like when we talked about it before, I was saying anything bad between us was instantly gone for me. Just instantly, like, you know.
I mean... I had a similar experience. The only thing is that,
well, it's still like
instead
that,
of it going away, I just embraced it. Like, instead of being like, I wish that I could have all the good parts of you and none of the bad, I was like, I just want all of it as long as I get to have you.
Well,
period.
No, for me, I think it's more about I'm not holding, like, so when she was here, I might have held anger against her or whatever, but she's not here to hold that anger against anymore, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So it's just gone.
She's not here to be
it wasn't
angry,
just
yeah.
that, but
yeah.
You know, it's also always one of the things I regret most is how I treated her, you know. Not always, but I mean, kind of. I didn't realize it because I never thought about it, but I was very bad to her.
Does it strike you as odd that you let go of all of the awful things she did to you, but you just held on to all the awful things you did to her?
No.
Especially since, as the person in charge, as the authority, what she did to you, it was so much worse than anything you ever did to her.
No, but that was... I was like that all the time, though. And she wasn't.
Ah, I see. So you regret not being... not having more good parts of your relationship with her.
Well, not my real. Well, I know I felt really close to her and everything as far as I could, but I mean I still treated her worse than I think I treated her worse than she treated me. And I don't mean like as in a single action.
Yeah.
'Cause if we're talking about single actions, I never treated my mom as bad as she treated me. But I mean my constant attitude and
what I do is I look back and I think about like something that she said or did that aggravated me so much in the moment. And I look back and I'm like, that was an opportunity for me to rise above that and be able to connect with her instead of pulling away.
We know it. For me, it sucks because the main thing when I treat her, I always was playing my video games and I would treat her like shit just for interrupting. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That was always. And I'm just like, man, like what the hell's
wrong
with me? Nobody
wants to be interrupted. Like,
what the hell's wrong with me, man? Anyway,
because you're focusing on something, like, and somebody breaks that, and then you're like,
well, yeah, but it's all I ever do and did.
Well, she,
you know,
yeah,
whatever,
there wasn't
so...
a time for her to not be
yes,
interrupting
exactly,
you.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's why it's important for us to make this time to talk to each other, because otherwise we're just always interrupting each other, and like this is a chance for us to be just hang
that's
out,
true,
and not like. One of us is in the middle of something else and the other one is free, you know?
That's a good point. I like that. I like thinking of it that way. Partly, I mean, it's kind of why I've been asking you to come if you want to watch a movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's ever since you got home from your, you know, movie, your vacation, little mini working vacation, whatever. but because... You know, when I lost my mind, went completely insane. I don't know how much you know of that. Like, I know you know some of it, but like I didn't even realize like how much I lost it
when you were posting about of that anybody who votes for Hitler should die.
Well, no, that seems pretty normal to me.
So what are you referring to?
But I mean the whole time, the whole period, because I just...
No, I knew you were in crisis.
I got completely absorbed into
it. Oh, yeah, because you were just watching that stuff all the time.
I can't stop now, though. It's kind of, it's like the... it's that saying, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And, yes. And people... And I get it, is people choose to ignore it, and I get it, because that's why I chose to ignore it. I mean, I used to talk about it all the time. I used to tell people all the time. I stopped watching news when I was a kid in high school, because you know, I was up to date every day. It was what we always knew what was going on, the news, newspapers, whatever. Even school would have the news, you know. And it's always bad, always fucking bad, and it's just nonstop. And that's why I stopped. I'm just like, I can't take it anymore, you know. And that's why it's so easy to just ignore it. But like, with the way things are and have been and continue to be, I'm just like, I'm kind of waiting for the day I get banned from Facebook, although I'm not posting any stupid, it's different on Facebook because it's a different kind of interaction on there than it was with Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like Twitter was much easier to just constantly be tweeting and replying and whatever. And Facebook is much different than that. So I haven't been banned just yet. I have received a few temporary bans.
Yeah.
I forget what the last ban they did for me. It was really stupid, though. It was almost as stupid as my Twitter one for saying the word cracker. Facebook was...
Oh, it was hate speech.
I insulted someone.
Whatever it was, I was like, well, it wasn't friendly.
No, I just pissed somebody off. They reported me and you know, Facebook, you know, temporarily banned me. And I was like, really, for that? Oh, no, now I remember what it was. I said, Americans are so stupid.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said, and I got a fucking like 7-day ban. And I wrote, they do these, they have like some kind of community thing or some shit that you can appeal to. I forget what they're called, some Facebook community crap, you know, whatever. And I filled out the appeal because I've done it before. I did it in a previous one or whatever when they picked out a post, and I was like, that's incredibly stupid to ban me for. So I appealed it, and of course, they were like, no, you broke the rules. This time I wasn't even trying to get unbanned. I just wanted to tell them fuck you. Because my comment was literally Americans are so stupid. And I appealed it and I said I was born an American, have lived here my entire life. Fuck you. That's my appeal.
That was
my appeal.
Oh my god!
I don't even care anymore. I'm like, are you fucking real? For they get banned for saying "cracker" on as if it's a hate word. Because they.
I mean, it is in certain contexts. It's not in the context.
Yeah,
that
I'm literally talking about food. Yeah, and it was a permanent ban. And support. I've sent them so many fuck you emails to them too because they never replied to me. Never, not once. That was like 2 months ago.
Can you create a new account?
No, because they have you IP banned or some shit, whatever. Wow. I did create a new account because I was like, all right, let me see if I can sneak in there and I'll try to be cool, keep my cool, whatever, and I'll just share my gaming podcast stuff or whatever. And then like 2 minutes after I'd created it, boop, you were banned, and they were like, you know, whatever. It was a completely different name and shit too. And I was like, okay,
you have to get a NordVPN so you can.
I was
get
thinking
Twitter
that. I was
again.
Thinking about the VPN, but no, that was my point, and I thought it was funny. Is I was thinking about this.
Hashtag not sponsored.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, as much as I hate this, because I mean, I do miss Twitter. Like, I had all kinds of information available to me on there, like at lightning speed, you know, and I loved it. but it has, I don't know, whatever. I was like, if I get banned from Facebook, then I'll have like no posts to look at anymore about what's going on in the real world. So maybe that would be better for me, but I don't think so.
You should go on TikTok.
Ew. everything I see on there is so stupid.
Is it?
You've never, like, single time people share clips and shit, it's the most dumbest crap I've ever seen.
No. I created an account, and literally the only interest that I checked was pets. Like, and
I didn't know that they did stuff like that.
So when you first create an account, like, you can be like art, education, okay, yeah. Whatever. And I literally just, what I just said, pets, that's all I want to see.
Oh, okay.
And then, so now, because I've liked some like, comedians, now they recommend me comedians, which I don't want to follow comedians, because I'm done. I'm done. Done with comedy. Done with it. Don't want any more of it. Thank you very much.
Not even like specials of comedies that comedians that you like or whatever.
I follow Dana Eagle because I love her and she's hilarious and she's great on TikTok.
She's amazing.
Yeah. I think Michael Rainer is blowing up on TikTok right now.
I meant like also
oh, like famous comedians?
Yeah, like Dana Carvey or whatever, you know.
I probably would follow John Mulaney.
Oh no, yeah.
But they're they're trying to give me like people I know, like people, friends of mine.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
No, there's a reason I unfollowed all of my friends and all comedians on Facebook. On Facebook, the only thing in my feed right now, I have you, Robin, Cherie, who never posts, and
I wanna talk to Cherie. It's been so long.
And
we can invite her over sometime.
In my craft groups. That's all that's okay. In my news feed.
That's cool.
That's it. If anybody else pops up, I just unfollow them.
Well, that's why I used to tell people, I've told people all this, you know, that was all my feed was all, it was nothing but gaming.
Yeah.
Every gaming site, every gaming whatever.
Because it's just too stressful to go on there and then, like, because I still love my comedian friends. I didn't unfriend them.
Mm-hmm.
I just unfollowed them because, like, I can't, it just reminds me of the best / worst time, you know, it's just like...
Every single time I think of Hungry Howie's, I picture it burning down.
Yeah.
Every time.
I didn't
and
understand.
I remember, I can picture all the times I pictured slitting my throat while I was working there.
You know what mine is? Mine is like slamming my eye into the corner of my desk.
You've told me that before.
Yeah, or on the wall, just slamming my head against the wall.
Mm-hmm. I've actually done that.
Skull crunching.
Yeah, well, I mean, I imagine it would be
in my
really
mind,
hard to do it and while trying to kill yourself kind of a way. I've punched myself. I've slammed my head into walls.
That's just rough. We need drugs.
That's what I keep saying. I've been saying that for years.
I wonder if I would still be at Flappers if I had like been on Paxil then. Like, I might have been able to handle it.
I don't think so. No. I mean, you probably would have been there longer, maybe, or handled it better, or whatever, but I don't think so.
I think I probably could have, like, not taken everything so personally. Like, that's my huge problem, is, like, I don't have that emotional
filter. I have
that
problem, too, but fuck it, man. It is personal.
Yeah. And I don't even mean personally, like, the way I was treated. It was just, like, I don't want to be special. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not any better or worse than anybody else. I want everybody to be treated as well
as
I was treated.
That's why I take it personally.
Thank you. Our food's here.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm not hungry right this moment. Are you hungry right this moment?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you were getting.
That's why we ordered.
That's right. No, I forgot because you were getting hungry, and I was asking if you wanted to watch a movie, and you were like, "I'm gonna get food first."
And then I just came in here.
Do you want to pause and continue recording, or do you just want to stop now and watch a movie?
Let's stop. Let's watch something, and then if we feel like chatting some more.
All right. So that is a very weird. That was a quick one, and like we talked about a lot of stuff.
Weird, like... bonus, like catch up bonus. This is because we haven't talked in a month.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect it to go that.
This is a little like word vomit.
Yeah, that was. I like it though. It's a good word vomit.
Delicious word vomit. Oh my god, that needs to be the title of this episode.
You know, I
bonus episode, delicious word vomit.
So one thing I didn't realize, I thought about this and I didn't talk to you about it yet. I realized after the past few episodes I was titling and I'm asking you to help me come up with titles for the episode. I didn't realize you meant to just make up like a cool title. I was like, no, I'm trying to figure out titles to tell people what it's about.
Well, it depends. Like, I think if you have interesting topics, you can name it after the topic, but sometimes it's just like more general, like this one is.
Mm.
So delicious.
Well, this one, I mean, we talked about moving, we talked about family that went dead silent when we asked them to help
us. Talked about our dead mom again
a little bit, yeah. So we had like actual things that we didn't just ramble about nothing. We had real things to talk
delicious
about.
Okay. Join us next time.
Delicious.
Thank you for enjoying our. I assume you enjoyed it because it was amazing. Our bonus episode of the Poor Rex with no intro or outro music. When you join us again, I will be singing.
No, no.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry. All right. So we'll talk again soon, hopefully. Are we saying bye now or bye?
Bye.
Okay, bye.